The text for a meditation this morning is from the first chapter of John, especially Philip's words to Nathanael, "Come and see." The first chapter of John presents us with an astounding manifestation of Jesus Christ. Our gospel text for today brings the chapter to a close, but in the preceding verses, we are introduced to one person identified by many different titles. He is called the Logos, Word become flesh. He is called the Light of men, the true light, the only begotten of the Father, Jesus, the Lord, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Son of God, Rabbi, the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Joseph, the King of Israel, and the Son of Man. That's a lot of revelation for one chapter. It's no wonder that, depending on the year, we need between 5 and 9 Sundays after the Epiphany just to sort out all this manifestation. In our text today, we have only 5 or 6 of these titles, but the others might as well be there, since they are all names for the one person being manifested. Now, we don't confuse the names. They're given for a reason. Each of them makes clear something about Jesus, who he is, to whom he is related, and why he has come. And the Epiphany works. It takes. God's work of revealing is effective. And through his good prophet, John the Baptizer, God announces the arrival of his Son. Jesus appears, and he begins calling disciples, and they follow him. They start telling others, and more follow Jesus, and there is more yet to be revealed. Jesus calls Philip with his "follow me," and Philip follows, and this newly called evangelist preaches his first sermon to Nathanael. "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Come and see." Philip had seen Jesus. He saw, he believed, and he confessed Jesus as the Messiah. "So, Nathanael, come and see." Nathanael went and saw. And Christ revealed himself to Nathanael by signs. Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Can anything good come from Nazareth? Evidently. And more still, Jesus comes manifestly. Nathanael sees, he believes, and he confesses Jesus as the Son of God, the King of Israel. Nathanael the Israelite sees that this Jesus has a relationship with God that no one else could possibly have. Jesus is no ordinary man. He is the Son of God become flesh. Come and see. Jesus the Christ is God in the flesh. By signs and wonders, he proves to men that he is God. His whole life, his work, is an epiphany, a manifestation of himself as God and man before the world. And by grace, we come and see. Eyes of faith see who Jesus is. They see what Jesus does. Do you see and believe and confess? The Epiphany season is the time during which we are called to come and see Jesus. We celebrate Jesus coming and his revelation to the world. We proclaim this Epiphany to the world. Come and see him who comes to us. We have seen the great signs and wonders of God's Epiphany. We have seen greater things. We have seen heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. We have seen God's salvation of the world made manifest. So come and see. Come and see Jesus preach and teach and heal and pray. He feeds the hungry crowds. He walks on water. Signs and wonders. Come and see greater things than that. Martha mourning her dead brother Lazarus, confessing Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God who was to come into the world. Isn't that marvelous? The dead brother Lazarus, Jesus raises him from the dead. Come and see the crowds hailing Jesus as the King of Israel at his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And come and see the crowds mocking him as the King of Israel while he hangs on the cross. See the nails, his crown, his throne. The Epiphany brings us to this, the death of God's own incarnate Son. And God manifests his love for us in the death of his own incarnate Son. Peace with God, salvation for us. Yet the Epiphany does not end there. There is more for us to see. On that first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene running to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." Come and see him risen, his hands, his feet, his side. He was dead, and now he lives. See and believe. He ascends to heaven from where we will see him coming again in glory to be our judge. He will return to take us unto himself. And while we wait, we come and see him who comes to us in his word. In baptism, he puts his own name upon us, and we are manifestly his own. In his Holy Supper, he comes to us. He is for us. He gives his body and his blood to us. Forgiveness, salvation, and life. These are manifestly ours. And in this Epiphany, we hasten to him who comes to us. And God the Father has sent his only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. He gave his life for us. He lives again for us, and he gives his gifts to us. We are called to come and see. This is an invitation to come and see for ourselves who Jesus is and what he does for us. And this is the message that we have to proclaim to those to whom we are sent and to the whole world. The Epiphany goes on. Jesus Christ has come. He is coming again. He is the Son of God, the King of Israel. Come and see. In Jesus' name, amen.